Hometown Heroes of the Week.
It's Eric Hansen in Knoxville, Illinois at Jensen Gym with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week. The 14-1 Knoxville Blue Bullets girls basketball team. Let's hear it. All right, let's meet the Knoxville Blue Bullets basketball team.
Brian Ransom, assistant manager.
Alicia Burnett, senior manager.
Cassie Grady, senior guard.
Hannah Jones, senior guard.
Bree Jefferson, forward.
Lily Lynn, senior guard.
Brina Shreves, senior forward.
Kinley Stern, sophomore guard.
Alexa Tuthill, sophomore forward.
Kenzie Rader, sophomore guard.
Casey Luptak, sophomore guard.
Jaden Walker, sophomore forward.
Delaney Emery, junior forward.
Lauren Becker, junior guard.
Makaya Moore, freshman guard.
Jax Hershkowitz, freshman guard.
Bren Banks, freshman guard.
Danielle Hogenberg, freshman forward.
Sierra Shreves, freshman forward.
Ava Hebbard, freshman forward.
Elliot Lewis, freshman guard.
And Jensen Gym at Knoxville High School with Knoxville girls basketball coach Dean XL. And Dean, another fast and pretty good start. You gotta be happy.
Oh yeah, I was doing pretty good so far, so just keep plugging away, and hopefully things keep going well for us.
I don't know if anybody else asked you, but I got to ask, do you know when someone says, what's the secret ingredient to your quick starts and successful season? Even though there's no championship ring on Dean XL's finger yet, you've had great seasons, and you give these Knoxville crowds something to cheer about.
It's all coaching. No, it's just good kids. I mean, I've had good kids over the years, and they make me look good, so hopefully it continues, and they work hard, so that's all we can ask for.
What's the stretch that really impressed you with these girls? Was it right out of the gate? What is it about this year's squad?
Well, yeah, right out of the squad we did good, but we went over to Alleman, which was different for us, and played some different schools there. We've seen East Moline and Alleman, which are, you know, some decent sized schools, and Galena come down from the north and East Dubuque, and you know, I didn't know really, you know, what to expect there from, you know, going over there and seeing that. But the kids, we went 4-0 over there. The kids did really well and responded well, and just every night, somebody different stepping up and doing good things. So that's what we want to keep happening.
And I take it the crowds are following you, and the support at home's got to be great.
Yeah, we hope so. Yeah, we got good support. It's been kind of hard though. Our boys play some a lot of times same nights that we play, so that kind of hurts our crowd some. But there's a good following, and for the hometown heroes and stuff, like a lot of the businesses, we put the sheets there, and all those get filled up pretty good. So people are watching and following, so that's good.
Yeah. That support is pretty amazing, and that's why we came here today. And Dean, we always tell you, we got T-shirts for the girls and a plaque. We might be back with that $1,000 check and that big old trophy, and good luck the rest of the way. 14-1 start is great. Good luck against Illini Bluffs tonight.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Have fun.